It's been over two decades since I lived in Southern California, and now, incredibly enough, I often take the air in the Bay Area for granted, the fact that I can't see it. Growing up in Pasadena in the 1950s and 60s, we could see the air we breathed. As a kid, I was too busy playing out on the streets in Upper Hastings Ranch, a housing tract tucked under the mountains, to be concerned about it. But at 12, the age when kids start to notice things that aren't quite right, I realized that my lungs hurt, my eyes watered, and gym class was canceled during first stage smog alerts. "You can see the mountains today," was an oft-heard phrase set in grateful amazement. The person was referring not to distant mountains, but to the San Gabriel Mountains, which were so close you could easily hike up to them. Not that you would want to, because they were usually enveloped by smog, but on rare days the mountains were actually visible. When I was on my high school newspaper, I got to interview A.J. Hagen-Smith, a Caltech professor who figured out the chemicals in smog that were making my eyes hurt and propelled a movement to regulate car emissions. Today, he is considered the father of air pollution control and definitely one of my heroes. But back then, smog was such a part of my daily life that it is hard to believe that I rarely say the word now. I don't wake up every morning and comment on how bad the smog is or how you can actually see the mountains or even Catalina Island, because on clear days, when there wasn't smog blanketing the Los Angeles basin, we could see Catalina from my parents' living room. That was the true allure of Los Angeles. When it was clear, it was fantastic, and I think that was mostly because it was such a surprise to see it. So next time you think of something that's not quite perfect here, like the housing prices and often too crowded freeways, give thanks for air you can't see. With a perspective, I'm LJ Anderson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.